Hey, listen, nerds. It's time for another Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
I'll tell you what, Joe Patrick, it's just return after return here in the Ziggurat, and I want to welcome you back to the Answer of the Week.
Oh, hey, are we recording a podcast?
Yes, we're doing that. That's why we're sitting in front of microphones.
You told me to do something, and then you...
That's why our shirts are off, because we're recording a podcast. The Answer of the Week is, in fact, back. We were on hiatus with the other show, but, you know, we wrestled it back from those jerks that host the other one. We are obviously your favorite two-headed nerd host. My name is
Don't
Matt
add
Bob.
That layer of myth to this, okay? We already got too much to keep track of.
I was going
to
slowly introduce the myth that we are clones that we forced to do this show. And then there was going to be a Teach-In clone saga.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, this is more stuff that you could draw if you ever decided to draw the untold tales of the two-headed nerd.
Save it for the comic, man.
That's what I'm saying. We introduce all the ideas on the show, and then the comic flushes them out, you know?
That's not usually how these things are done.
Well, that could be if we did it. That's all I'm saying. My name is Matt Baum. You can find me at Matt Baumstein on the Twitter. I'm one of the hosts of the Two-Headed Nerd comic book podcast. There's another guy here, too. I can't remember his name, though. Who are you?
I'm Joe Patrick.
Oh, that's right. Joe Patrick. And you, what's your Twitter handle?
I'm at JoePatrick116.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, the 116 is kind of weird, but whatever.
Well, they wouldn't just let me have Joe Patrick.
Oh.
You know.
Well, I got Matt Baumstein. Don't ask me how. I don't know. You can also follow our show at Two-Headed Nerd on the Twitter. We're always posting nerdy crap like the question of the week, for example.
Yeah.
We ask it on the show every week. Joe Patrick posts it on the forums every Sunday. And then you guys can call us 402-819-4894 or send us your MP3 to twoheadednerd@gmail.com as long as you keep it under 2 minutes. You're going to share the air. The shorter, the better. You get more points the shorter it is. Huh?
There are no points.
There's plenty of points. Don't worry. He doesn't know. Don't listen to him. No. Joe Patrick, tell him something.
There's no point to any of this.
Tell him something you do know about the question that we asked this week.
Well, I just want to say, I want to acknowledge and apologize and thank all of the people that took the time to answer the last question, which we posted 2 months ago.
That's right.
From our good friend Jim Kettner, who wanted to know about romance comics. Several of you, though not that many, sent in answers. You big tough guys didn't want to feel your feelings, I guess.
Oh.
But we're forging forward with a new question.
It was me, okay? I admit it. It was me. I didn't like the question. I thought it sucked. Sorry, Jim. I love you. You do great work.
He didn't think
I've got a bunch of comics sitting right here on my desk. You're great at what you do.
It's just we were too far removed from it.
Yeah, it was too far gone.
It was nothing like that. We just thought it was best to forge ahead with a new question. Thank you. Thank you to the Orca who re-recorded his answer and sent it to me again because he loved it so much.
Oh, wow.
I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm sure that it's very inappropriate.
Maybe we'll post him on the YouTube or something. That's what we can do there.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
So we're forging forward with a new question.
Okay.
And that question was, what did you guys get up to while we were on hiatus? What did you do during your summer vacation?
Your THN summer vacation. What'd you do?
Yeah. Huh?
It's bad. It's time to go back to school. Get back in the nerdy podcasting game. But we want to know.
You want to show everybody your new Trapper Keeper with the Lisa Frank designs on it that you got?
I don't know who Lisa Frank is.
Yes, you do. Come on.
Oh.
Lisa Frank was that designer in the 80s that had all those weird neon kitten design shit.
Okay. I remember that. I didn't know her name.
Yeah, Lisa Frank, man. She was a brand.
Whatever, dude. Before we get into it, let's introduce the cocktail of the week. We have to sit and sip on a little something while we listen to you jerks. So this week, we have what is basically a blackberry, vodka, and basil smash. We're calling it the Rebirth because it has kind of a medicinal quality to it. It's a health drink.
And also because we are
rebirthed.
We are going through a rebirth of sorts.
Yes. DC is rebirthing. We are rebirthing. It's the birth of the fall. Everything is back. It's all back.
There you go.
It's all birthed. Excelsior. Ooh, I like that. That is zippy and tangy and basil-y, and Joe Patrick is recoiling in terror.
That was unexpected.
It's citrus. Woo, it's good. I like it.
I should have sipped it a little sippier.
Yeah, a little sippier.
Yeah.
You thought it was fruit juice because it's bright purple.
Well, I just wasn't sure.
Well, if you want to learn how to make this cocktail while you listen along, you can go to our Tumblr.
It's making me salivate.
We will post the recipe for the rebirth. Right now, let's get into it. My buddy, Nate Crinkle from Team Love Records. You should check out Team Love. They got a bunch of great bands on there. And I was just going to say they had a new release, but I can't remember what it is, so it doesn't matter. He's a first-time caller. Let's see what he got up to on his summer vacation.
Hey, nerds. It's Nate in New Paltz. While you guys were away, I went and read East of West from book one. Super rad. Bought some Natalie Cole records. Got into those.
Natalie Cole.
Pink Cadillac. The Jam. Glad you guys are back.
That was quick and to the point, Nate. Wow. Thank you for calling. Welcome aboard, brother. I think we should call him the official THN team lover.
Yeah, the team lover.
But you got to call back.
You got to call back.
Right. Two calls or you don't get a nickname yet. Nate read East of West. I love that book. I need to catch up on it.
Me too.
And I think it is the best thing that Hickman has written. It's really, really, really good.
Yeah, it's really, really, really good. Yes. I don't know if it's the best thing Hickman has ever written.
I don't know, man.
I do enjoy it.
I'm saying it's up there. I'd like to hear from you guys.
Natalie Cole, of course, Taken Too Soon, RIP.
Yeah, I never cared about Natalie Cole. Maybe I need to investigate her. I just always thought she was riding on her dad's coattails. When she re-recorded all that stuff with her dad, it left a really bad taste in my mouth.
I love that song.
With dad's ghost.
I thought that was great. Unforgettable, yeah, come on.
But it's like, look, I've come to grips with, father,
Forrest,
my relationship.
Forrest
like,
gumped it herself
yeah, well,
right in
dad's
there.
Dad's not around to say that's okay. So kind of gross. That's all I'm saying.
It would have been okay. Come on.
You don't know that. You don't know. We got another first time caller. All we know is his name is Jason.
Maybe. We'll see.
Well, yeah.
Could Google be transcript.
Hey, Joe and Matt, my name is Jason. Long time, first time. While you guys have been away, I actually started creating my own comic book. So I've got like 4 pages in writing and illustrating, and I'm really freaking excited. Thanks for all the good quality show content and making my drawing sessions a lot more enjoyable with something to enjoy. Keep up the good work. Yeah.
Send us some preview stuff, Jonathan. Come on, man.
I mean, he's only got 4 pages.
I don't care. Don't wheeze that. Bro, shave it. Come on.
Don't wheeze it. Hey, welcome aboard, Jason.
Yeah, don't Bogart your comic art, man. Come on. Share it with us. We want to see what you're up to. Welcome aboard.
Sketch Catch Pass. Is that a drug reference?
Sketch Catch Pass. Party foul.
I'm gonna try this again.
Okay.
I won't lie.
It's good.
It's kind of disgusting.
Oh, I love it.
This might be my least favorite thing you've ever done.
Here. It's fruity and it's kind of bitter and nice. There's a little vodka.
The basil is a bizarre addition.
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot. It's not good for your baby palate. That's the only thing.
Yeah, okay, sure.
You want me to sweeten it more?
No,
for
let's
it?
Blame my baby palate.
That's what it is. Hey, is this Anthony from Brooklyn?
Yeah, but that's not his answer. He's just calling to say hello.
He's just calling to say, yo, Anthony called us a few times during the hiatus. Just be like, hey, guys.
We always appreciate it.
Wonder what's going on.
He's not pathetic about it. Come on.
I hope you're still, No, but like he was just sort of like cautiously optimistic that we were coming back. That's all he's saying.
And here we are.
A lot of people go on hiatus. You never see him again. That's how it works. But James Randall, we knew we'd see him again. Mr. Cassingham himself. He's one of the Aussies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go back. Let's see what happened in Oz over the summer.
Welcome back. G'day, Joe. G'day, Matt. This is Jimmy Randall sending in an MP3 for the question of the week from Australia. Guys, really, really good to hear your voices again. I missed you guys. I missed you. It's really good to have you back. So, question of the week. What did I get up to during the THN hiatus? Like a lot of you guys out there, I went to see Suicide Squad. Instantly regretted it. Pretty much the worst thing I've ever done in my life.
Wow.
I think that wanker on Reddit who's trying to sue Warner Brothers might have a bit of a case, not based on the false advertising, but more on just on how just a film it was. I was reminded while watching it of the artist who did that little performance piece where he pissed on a crucifix a few years back. Seemed to get in a bit of trouble for that. So that's Suicide Squad for you. What else? Watch Stranger Things on Netflix. Highly recommended. Been playing Dark Souls 3 to death on my PlayStation 4. great game. It comes highly recommended. Got a slow cooker and have been doing a lot of slow cooking, getting into curries, doing some chilies, even the old beef stroganoff, bit of spaghetti bolognese, that sort of stuff.
Listen to you.
It's been a fun time. So you guys, it's really good to have you guys back. Looking forward to the next episode. And Jimmy out. See ya.
Low and slow. That's my motto.
Welcome back to you, Jimmy. I think spaghetti bolognese might be my favorite thing I've ever heard spoken with an Australian accent.
Yeah, that was really great.
It's kind of fun. It does not sound right. I love it.
Bolognese. Sorry, that was
good to have you back, brother.
Awful attempt, and I regret it.
I applaud your newfound culinary habits. That's fun. Slow cooking is great, man, because you just fired up, let it go, baby. And then you can play Dark Souls and hate yourself all day. Dark Souls is awful. It is not fun. It is so hard.
But some people are wired that way.
I know. There's like, I just want to punish myself.
I am not wired that way.
Not either. No. I'm glad you hated Suicide Squad. It sucked. I believe it wasn't Robert Mapplethorpe that peed on the crucifix.
I don't know.
Wasn't that him? I don't remember. We got this Google machine, but I'm not going to look up peeing on a crucifix.
We don't do research during the answer.
I don't. Well, that's not the kind of stuff I need in my Google search history. So I have a feeling I won't like what I get. Good to have you back, brother. Glad you had a good summer. Sounds like you've been busy. Wish we could come down and visit you at the Australian Comic-Con. It looks like a good time. Let's go back to Google Voice. Everybody was pretty short this week. I dig it. Thanks, guys. Oh, it's Aaron Myers. Hey.
That guy.
We were just talking about him on the show.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. This is Aaron Myers, THN Love Slave, and you have been missed. I'm calling in with my answer. So let's see, what have I been doing since you guys have been gone? Well, kind of stopped buying comics completely and just buy statues now. I'm up to, got really into the Bowen Marvel statues. Not the bust, but the full-size statues. So I've got about 18 Bowens now since you guys have been gone and started buying some of the sideshow.
Kid can't do anything halfway.
Well, so that's kind of my life now. Comics are... our crap, but statues will never leave you. So that's what I've been doing while you guys are on vacation, and that's my life. So, hey, welcome back, and good to have you back. Talk to you later. Bye.
Statue man, Aaron Myers. Kid cannot do anything halfway, I'll tell you what.
He's not a statue guy, no. But...
if you hear any oinking in the background, it's because Mabel is executive producing right now. She's sitting in my lap, turning some knobs. That's how she speaks in oinks.
Aaron, thank you. It's good to be back. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah,
I'm
brother.
Glad that your comic addiction has waned.
Yeah, I'm glad you got over that nasty habit of yours. Ugh.
It seems a little like giving up smoking only to take up alcohol.
Yeah.
But you know, baby steps.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
Yeah. Like giving up crank to only do a little bit of crack every once in a while.
Good luck with that.
Certainly cleaner, but not always. Okay. Important safety tip, kids. If you're going to smoke crack,
Randy Andrews.
Make sure it's clean. Okay. That's all I'm saying. Best case scenario, cook it yourself. That way you know what's in it.
Oh my God.
Let's go to Randy Andrews. I missed this guy. I'm glad he's still here. I'm glad he's with us.
It's been a while since I've
heard his voice. Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is Randy Andrews emailing in for the question of the week. This summer has been really busy. I got to enjoy O Comic-Con for the second year in a row. I got to meet Lauren Tom.
Every time somebody says that, I just want to go, O Comic-Con.
Voice of Amy from Futurama. And even got to meet Jeffrey Combs, who was on The Reanimator and Star Trek DS9. Wei-Yun.
Wei-Yun.
And a Ferengi.
That...
Then I enjoyed being the camera person for the panel with Lauren Tom. I have to thank John Holloway and Jerry McMullen of the Worst Comic Podcast Ever to hang out with them as well. I met a few new artists. I'm still continuing my drawings as often as I can. And I finally got to see Star Trek Beyond, which I really liked. Well, that's all this week, guys. Hope you like it. And check out my soundtrack blog at soundtrackalley.net. And my music this week is the main theme to The Musketeer by David Arnold.
Okay.
Until next time, guys, bye for now.
And by the way, that show is called The Worst Comic Podcast Ever. It's not just Randy Andrews suddenly talking about somebody's show.
No, I met the guys from Worst Comic Podcast Ever at O-Comic-Con when I went to do the local podcasters panel. Hey. Super good dudes.
All right.
Yeah.
I was chained to a stove, so I couldn't go.
Yep. Too busy with your meatball madness.
What can I say? Thank you, James. Thank you, Randy. Always good to hear from you, brother. I don't know where that came from.
Well,
I was on James Randall. Randall, yeah. James Randall, Randy Andrews. They might be related. I don't know. Could be. Maybe they're brothers.
Jeffrey Combs. I have never seen The Reanimator.
Of course you haven't.
Or any of the other ridiculous horror movies he's made. You say that like The Reanimator is like this huge hit. It is a cult classic.
Yes, everyone has seen The Reanimator.
A cult classic, yeah, which like, by definition is a small audience.
No, by definition is if you like horror, you've seen Reanimator. I've got it right behind you, as a matter of fact, if you want to borrow it.
I don't. I do not. But Jeffrey Combs as Weyoun, the Vorta.
Yes.
On Deep Space Nine.
He was a real
one of my favorite roles. He also played The Question on Justice League Unlimited.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so they kind of like reframed The Question as this conspiracy lunatic.
Yeah, I did like that.
And it was Jeffrey Combs, and he's amazing. He's so good.
He was great. Every time he showed up, Batman was like, oh, this guy.
And the year that the first year that I went to San Diego when Krypton was up for the Eisner, we were in line to get in and Lauren Tom was behind us. And when they came to ask us who we were, she was very quick to say that she was not with these nerds. Not in those words, but she was like, I'm not with them.
Let's move right along here to Mr. Josh Richter.
Hey guys, Josh Richter here to answer the question of what I've been doing since the two-headed nerd went into a meat-induced coma for 2 months. Now, I can tell you that I certainly did not spend that time apprehending a rogue life model decoy that escaped from my warehouse a year ago, and I absolutely have not been trying to sabotage its unlikely presidential campaign by programming it to make a series of increasingly insane statements. That is not a thing that has happened. Guys, I had him put Chachi up on stage at a presidential convention, and no one there skipped a beat. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. But nerd-wise, it was a solid summer. I reread all of Hickman's Avengers to the end of Secret Wars, which is really good in a single read. Finished my Grant Morrison Doom Patrol omnibus, and now I'm about halfway through Jason Aaron's Scalped, which is just a fantastic book, so go get all of those, because they're great. Put some hefty time into the Marvel Heroes MMORPG, which is a lot of fun. I dodged a bullet by jumping off Preacher in Episode 5 and avoiding Suicide Squad altogether, so all in all, pretty good summer. Professionally, times have been good. I finished a work-for-hire pilot script that was interesting with the producer, but, you know, it's done. Completed 2 short film scripts that we're hoping to get into
production. Oh, don't mention what it was, by the way.
I even began the process of turning one of my feature-length scripts into a musical. Spanish. Because the entertainment industry is weird. And, of course, seeing as it's August, it's time to start preparing for the ultimate in stat nerd pastimes, fantasy football.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're going to play a variation on Dungeons & Dragons, why use dice when you can just use HGH-soaked monsters that crash into each other at post-human velocity? I've even heard that you guys got a league going on in the Ziggurat, so, you know, might have to try and get in on that.
There you go.
But that's my summer, and that's my 2 minutes. Thanks, guys, and welcome back.
How did we get this far into our relationship with Josh Richter without pointing out the fact that he is a fancy pants screen and film. Those are the same thing. Television right. And film screenwriter.
Yeah. We had no idea. Come on. DM us. Tell us what you're doing. We won't bring it up. But I want to know what you're working on, man.
And
if you can't talk about it, you know, publicly, fine. But you can tell us.
We're second question. Anything. Is it possible that he told us and we just don't pay attention?
No.
I feel like this is something we'd remember.
Yeah. Because we would have been using him to get to other people. Definitely. Like that, yeah. We absolutely would have been using him.
Josh, can you get Jeffrey Combs to intro the show?
That would be wonderful.
Do you know Jeffrey Combs? Do you know Weyoun? Just kidding.
We do want to know what you're working on, though, man. Tell us about it.
That's really awesome, though.
Yeah, that's totally awesome. Congratulations. And a Spanish musical? God damn, man. I don't know anybody else that's done that. That's crazy. I'll tell you who hasn't. Anthony from Brooklyn.
That guy doesn't know He's never going to
write a Spanish musical. I love the guy. I really do. But come on.
What is up, nerds? It's Anthony, currently residing in Brooklyn here. Joe and Matt, welcome home. Anyway, your question has kind of an era past tense to it. What did you do on your summer vacation? Well, my vacation's still going on till the first week of September. Department of Education is so great. But anyway, since the summer started, I finished my grad school program. I got a master's degree in education. That's awesome. I went to the Poconos, got some bug bites, went to Delaware, got a sunburn. But you guys want to hear about that? You want to hear about the nerdy stuff. So let me begin. I started watching Game of Thrones. That show is awesome. I even picked up the books. I'll start reading those soon. Speaking of reading, I tried to read 3 comic book themed reads this summer and finished none of them. Paul Levitt's Legion. Nope. Every issue of Invincible. Nope. DC Convergence. Now, hold on. Hold on. Yeah, I heard it was bad. But I got to be honest with you. I started reading and I was going, oh, look who that is. Oh, look who that is. Oh, this is not very good. So that's a bummer. But I've been hearing great things from you guys and others about the rebirth. So I'm getting into that. And I might be collecting comics again on a weekly basis. We'll see. I don't know. I have gone to see like every children's film. Secret Life of Pets. Awesome. Ice Age Collision Course. Terrible. Pete's Dragon. Oh, super sweet. Like my son said, that dragon is great. That dragon is great. My son has problems with his R's, okay? He's young. Back off. And that's pretty much it. That's been my summer, really. Like, I've spent most of my summer going, stop hitting your sister. You know, stop teasing your brother. And waiting for THN to return. Oh. That's what I did for my summer. Oh. All right. Take care, guys. Bye.
That sounds like a fruitful summer.
So good. In his email, he said that he forgot to include a couple of things. One, he saw Suicide Squad, forgot to talk about it. That's how memorable it was.
There you go.
There's more drama in watching House Wayne and Brian Domingos go back and forth on the forums about whether or not the film was false advertising. Number two, more importantly, he met Damon Chan, the man on the streets.
Hey,
the man on the street met me for coffee and nerd talk. Super nice dude.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Also, he got to meet Scott Brown of the Galacticus podcast.
Oh,
Anthony is meeting everybody.
Yeah.
He knows more of our listeners than we do.
We don't meet nobody here. Nobody wants to meet us.
But yeah, that's awesome. Sounds great. Yeah. He said he's got no ball jokes for you.
I appreciate that. You thanks.
Probably heard him.
Yeah, I've heard all of them.
He says, I have no ball jokes for Matt. I'll let the orca handle that.
Oh, fair enough. Speaking of which, he's next.
Hello, boys. Welcome back. Orca here, chiming in on what I did while Matt was playing with his balls.
Hey, so Joseph right off the bat.
Didn't even have to wait 10 seconds.
So I didn't do much. I used the 6 weeks to relax a bit, lightened up my load. First, I got clean. No more booze, dope, bath salts, or LSD. Then I got dirty. I used my chem-free focus to start a gay Asian dude dating site. I got more active on the forums, posting frequently about my new website.
Gaysian date.
We're adding new users every month, including by my calculation, 69% of regular THN forum users.
Hey.
Who would have thunk that a bunch of single comic nerds curious about manga and anime would be curious about other things? Me, that's who. Big win. As the profits rolled in, I read a bunch of new funnies. Black Hammer's a new favorite. Renato Jones has been f***ing cool. Jupiter's Legacy's back. Great stuff. Coincidentally, the artist is a frequenter of my website, which explains why it takes him so long to draw. I also watched Stranger Things after Joe tweeted about it. That was a good one, buddy. I was hooked. Well, back to work. The Council Bluffs crowd keeps crashing my servers. Kiss, kiss, pervs.
The orca started Gaysian date. I didn't know that. I think that's pretty cool. Good for him.
You know what? It's he saw an opportunity and took it.
Hey, don't blame the player.
This is what Trump's America is all about.
Blame the game. There you go. Blaming the game. All our old friends are coming back. Jimmy Kettnerd. Remember this guy? Love this guy. We were just talking about him not too long ago, too.
Hey, Joe and Matt. Kettnerd here. Well, guys, welcome back. It's been a long 6 weeks without you. And as for my summer vacation, I don't know if you could hear the air quotes on that last word, but rest assured, they are there.
Who's Gerdu in the background?
I imagine that my summer has been too different from yours in that I have been busier than ever, busting my ass in every possible arena. I was in the Bay Area for 6 weeks teaching comics at the California College of the Arts Summer Youth Program. Basically, it was comic summer camp for middle and high school age students. And it was super fun, but as you might expect, also super draining. The kids' comics were amazing, though, and I'm currently editing them to appear in a print anthology put out by the school. And speaking of anthologies, this summer I completed a new comic short that will appear in the next issue of As You Were from Silver Sprocket Press. Issue 5 is set to debut at SPX in September, so keep your eyes peeled for that. And then, of course, there is the graphic novel. My wife and I were both working super hard to revise our draft of our forthcoming graphic novel that is still due to be published in 2017. So in between teaching, I was busy re-thumbnailing and adding to our text, which is now a whopping 270 pages of comics.
Jeez.
Now we're just waiting to hear back from the publisher to see if we're good to go, and then I'll be inking forever. In all the abundant free time left over from all these activities, my wife and I have adopted an elderly dog named Albert, who has brought much joy and many pee stains into our lives.
Aww.
And I've continued to put out consistent episodes of my podcast Galacticus and a few scattered episodes of my other podcast, Adult Crash, both available on iTunes.
Oh, brag about
it. Anyways, guys, that's been my summer. Lots and lots of work. I think I'm going to go take a nap.
My show continues to be on time. I'm James Kettner.
Jimmy,
very loud.
Good God, turn that down. Jimmy, always good to hear from you, man. You have a busy year ahead of you, brother.
He's one of my favorite dudes.
He is.
I love that
and
guy.
And he's super talented. He sent us a bunch of his stuff. It's great.
Yeah.
It's
and,
really good stuff.
I love seeing this. I love seeing the progress on the graphic novel on Facebook. And he posted some of the... he didn't post any of the comics, but he posted like some pinups or a cover or whatever from the stuff that the kids are doing.
Right.
That the kids did. It's pretty great.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's a talented guy. We don't deserve him. Thank you for your call. It's good to hear from you, buddy. And I'm glad you're still with us. We got another first time caller here. Paul Tatro. During our hiatus, he says he came to realize how much he missed us and the show. So he promised himself that when we came back, he would start participating instead of just listening. Hey,
I recognize that mug from Twitter, but I don't remember his Twitter handle.
Okay.
I hope he says it during his call. Oh, nice. Silicon Valley theme song. I'm sure it's an actual song by somebody.
Salutations, two-headed nerd. This is Paul, new caller, at the Paul, T-A-T-R-O, on the Twitter.
There you go.
And in your hiatus, I resorted to, of all things, reading comics. I know, bizarre. Also, when the news broke that Nintendo is going to release the classic NES preloaded with 30 games from back in the 80s, I got super hyped and dug up my old Nintendo in prep for this. Started playing the old games nonstop, basically, for the past month. So that's what I've been doing. So hyped for November to roll around so I can get my hands on this. And so I don't have to blow into the cartridges anymore. So,
excellent Foley work.
I am so thankful you guys are back. Take care, nerds.
I believe Black Moth Super Rainbow does that theme song. Okay. I think. I'm looking it up right now. Yes, it is Black Moth Super Rainbow.
There
I
you
like
go.
That band a lot.
And
they're
now
great.
We know. Paul.
Welcome aboard, Paul.
Awesome.
I'm guessing the Nintendo people opened up a warehouse, went, oh, shit, we just found a million.
Well, it's not an
system.
It's not an actual Nintendo. It's an emulator.
No, I know.
So it's a miniature device.
It's cool.
That plays ROMs, basically.
Yeah.
So it's preloaded with 30 Nintendo games.
Now, here's dig this. One of our other listeners built something off the internet.
Zach Hollowell.
And he bought one of those
Raspberry Pis.
Oh, man.
Those little processor thingies.
You can load it with everything.
And it doesn't just play Nintendo games. It plays all the way up to PS1.
Yeah. Maybe. It's crazy.
And it's the size of like maybe my phone.
Yeah.
Maybe.
A little smaller. Which shows how dumb technology is.
And you can get that whole thing done for like $30.
Very cool.
I was thinking the exact same thing when he brought up that Nintendo. That Nintendo thing is slick.
It's cool.
But when I saw the list of games, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
These are the games you chose. Mega Man 2? Just Mega Man 2? Mega Man 2 is one of the greatest Nintendo games of all time.
It's great, but
what about all the other Mega Man games?
Or check this out. Why don't you just put Wi-Fi into it so I can hook up to my Wi-Fi and download whatever the crap I want?
It should connect to the virtual store, the Nintendo virtual store.
And just put out titles. I'll buy them, man. I'll buy them. Yeah. You know, seriously.
But, I mean, it is cool. It looks cool. It does tickle my nostalgic pickle, so to speak. And, yeah. But yeah, Paul, awesome.
Welcome aboard, brother.
It's good to hear your voice after seeing you on Twitter. Thanks for calling, and we look forward to your next call.
Back to the Google voicemail.
Hey, nerds. This is Kyle calling for the question of the week. So glad you're back. The main thing I did during the hiatus was contribute about a gallon of sweat and stand in lines and more lines at the Roasting Hot San Diego Comic-Con. I'm a comic newbie, and this is only the second con I've gone to, so it was pretty overwhelming. I didn't start reading comic books until after the New York Con last year. The two highlights of this con for me was seeing Robert Kirkman go into the audience and steal a crying baby and sit with it on the stand for several minutes during the Walking Dead panel. You know, there's no way you're going to see the Donald do that. The second highlight for me was going to the March panel to see John Lewis and company. It was really inspirational, and I was actually very happy to see a ton of children at this panel. I actually happened to be the first person in the country to buy book 3 during preview night.
Wow.
And I was so inspired to spread the March love around that I convinced my local graphic novel book club to read all 3 volumes for our upcoming meeting. Other than that, I've just been catching up on my ever-growing reading list and enjoying all the books and nerdiness that I've been missing out on. Hope to call again on a future question of the week. Thanks, guys.
Kyle's a new guy.
What, man?
New guy.
What is this like?
Welcome aboard.
What is this,
Kyle?
Like 10 new callers?
Yeah, all we got to do is go on hiatus and everybody comes out of the woodwork. I love it. That's great. Kyle is also a comic book social justice warrior. That's amazing. Good for you, man.
I love it. I think it's great.
That's incredible. We reviewed March number one. I can't remember.
We reviewed March 1 and 2.
Well, that's right. We did them both. I can't remember what episode was on.
It was a while ago.
Alec, what episode was that?
Editor's note. You reviewed March Volume 1 and 2 on THN Episode 202.
Thank you, asshole.
I wonder if this Kyle is the same Kyle that is also our newest sustaining donor.
Maybe. I don't know. If it is, thank you. If it's not, maybe think about donating.
But still, thank you. but definitely still thank you.
And thank you to other Kyle. Yeah, definitely. Good to hear from you, brother. Oh, here's a stalwart, an old guy. Our very own THN Bachelor.
Hey, Joe, Matt, it's your favorite THN Bachelor, Chris Bockelder here. And what did I do on my summer vacation? Well, I took over Atlantis with Mira.
Whoa.
I made a kitty purr with Selena Kyle.
Damn.
I got a little bit of a rash from Poison Ivy. I went deaf with Black Canary. I felt amazing pleasure with Wonder Woman, and I got myself a little tied up with Zatanna.
It happens.
So that's what I played Witcher 3. I played a lot of Witcher 3.
Yeah, I want to play Witcher 3.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one, guys. Happy to have you back.
Chris, good to hear from you. I want to play Witcher 3. I didn't play through Witcher 2.
Chris, here's a little pro tip from me to you. When you're making these innuendos, if you're going to get all tied up by a character, it's Wonder Woman.
Yeah, yeah. She's the one with the lasso,
dude.
Come on,
man.
Seriously. Yeah.
The Witcher. I have tried twice to get into the Witcher games. They are too complicated
for me.
They're
very deep. They're very deep.
It's not even the story. I mean, there are so many controls.
Like, if you want to spend a half an hour in a menu screen,
it's so complex.
Setting up your outfit, and I mean, you can do that.
I struggle with it. And everybody knows I hate fantasy, so anyway.
It's true. Joe Patrick hates fantasy, except for when he loves it.
TM.
Let's go to our final caller.
Copyright in TM.
Mr. Jesse Kiefer. I missed this noise. I'll tell you what.
Hey there, Joe and Matt. It's Kiefer from blogspodcast.com, and I'm emailing in my answer to the question of the week. I'm recording this on my lunch break on Friday, so I am cutting it close, but I am not throwing away my shot to be on this glorious THN return to the answer of the week. It's good to have you guys back. You were greatly missed. Okay, what did I do this summer? Well, on a dark night, I was driving just a little too fast with all my friends, and this guy just jumps right out in front of us. And well, we weren't able to get out of the way in time. Ever since that fateful night, Jennifer Love Hewitt and I have been avoiding a killer who uses a hook. I mean, who does that? Oh, wait. That was last summer. Well, now you know what I did last summer. Okay, this summer. First, I grew an outlandish Viking beard. Next, I kept growing that beard well into the hottest months of the summer. Then I went to some fun conventions like Planet Comic Con and O Comic Con, where I even got to briefly see the seminal gentleman that is Joe Patrick.
Yep,
the rest of the summer was basically dodging hook killers because, well, you still know what I did last summer. All right, gentlemen, I am glad you are back. I am also glad that Omaha finally has a quality meatball option. Now, there is a Pikachu outside my classroom, so if you'll excuse me, these Pokemon are not just going to catch themselves. Have a great week.
Those goddamn Pikachus are hard to come by.
It is, man. A Pikachu randomly appeared in our apartment.
Yeah, I had one randomly appeared at my house, too. And I was like, oh, I only have to catch 100 more.
I know. I've never seen another one since.
Yeah.
My wife, it was like early in the morning getting ready for work, and my wife shrieks, "Joe, there's a Pikachu." Because we both play.
I'll tell you, the city's lousy with Weedles.
Weedles, Pidgeys,
Rattatas. Every time I go to a restaurant, there's Rattatas there, and I feel like Pokemon's trying to tell me something.
And like, it's gotten to the point. And drowsies
everywhere.
It's gotten to the point where I have just not even bothered because I know I'm going to the same place I always go.
Yeah, screw it.
And why even turn it on?
Right. Not like there's going to be an Oddish around there or something. I mean,
Oh, man.
Jesse.
I did get enough Oddish to elevate it to his final form.
Oh, really?
Whatever that thing is called.
I still have a Gloom.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the final one was. Whatever. That's it.
Anyways,
next time on Pokemon Go Talk,
join us for the next episode of Pokecast.
Jesse, good to hear from you. We missed that noise. Sounds like you've had a very good summer indeed. I am so upset I didn't get to go to Comic-Con.
It was awesome to see him there, and his beard is magnificent.
Yeah. And doing it in the summer? That's a responsibility, brother.
Props.
Yeah, that's the hard way. I'm with you. I've got a big Viking beard myself. I love it, bro. Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you all. We're not handing out a best call.
We're not doing that.
Because we were just talking about our summer vacations. Let's get into ours. Joe Patrick, what did you do?
You know, I watched a lot of Netflix stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I wish I could do that.
I work a lot. I end up working a lot of overtime. I've been doing my daily drawing thing.
Okay.
Watching a lot of Netflix stuff. Stranger Things. Oh, my damn.
Yeah, I got to do that. I got
to
do that.
The Get Down, which I spoke to Matt about earlier
today.
I got to
do that, too.
Oh, it's so good. And I started watching Steven Universe on Hulu, which
it's good.
It's very good.
Yeah, Steven Universe is funny.
I started rewatching The Venture Brothers.
Okay.
And I've been playing nothing but Overwatch. Nothing but Overwatch.
I still need to pick it up, but I've had no time. I'm just going to go right into mine. I opened a restaurant, and that's all I've been doing.
Yeah.
I've been working full time. Thank you to everybody that's come. Chase Magnet was there the other day.
I know that
Tim Benson is going to bring Stan Sakai for dinner there when he brings him to town. I am so excited to feed Stan Sakai. That is amazing. I cannot stress how amazing that is. After Comic-Con, a bunch of the nerds showed up. Yep. Phil Hester was there.
I didn't even recognize him
because Phil Hester has lost a ton of weight.
He's lost like 450 pounds.
He looks amazing. I did not recognize him. Walked right by him. And I could tell Hester was like, all right, asshole, whatever.
Same thing happened to me.
And then I was like, later on, I talked to him. They're like, yeah, that was Phil Hester. I'm like, are you fucking serious? He looks great.
I walked right by him to go to the other end of the table and talk to Carl Smith.
Yeah.
And Jeff Lawler and Tim Benson and those guys. And at the other end of the table, I see the shadow of Phil Hester wave at me. I'm like, oh,
I did not recognize him at all. It was crazy.
Yeah. But it's wonderful, though. I'm super happy. A bunch of you guys have come in
and you've all enjoyed yourselves. And I appreciate the hell out of it. Thank you so much. I'm working very hard. on it, and it's taken up my entire life. I'm so glad that I have a great staff that allows me to podcast once a week, and that's right after this. I'm rushing there, so yeah.
I will say that in hindsight, I wish I had taken that time to catch up on comics.
Yeah.
But to be quite honest, not having to read comics for a deadline,
it was kind of nice.
It was sort of nice.
And I honestly caught up on a bunch of stuff.
That's cool.
A bunch of stuff.
Oh, you know what? I did. I caught up on the Vision.
Yeah, I caught up on Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, I did get caught up on a thing or two.
Yeah, I did read a bunch of stuff, but you guys listen to me talk about reading stuff every week, yeah. So I'm not going to do it here. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody that called in. This was awesome. A bunch of new callers. Thanks, guys. You kept it short and sweet. That is fantastic. It makes my life easier when it comes to editing. Thank you to everybody that didn't cuss. And you know what? Thank you to those guys that did. Whatever. It's funny. It's funny.
Let's just have this conversation right now. Should we even bother with the censoring anymore?
I don't know.
Okay, it's a longer conversation than I thought it would be.
I think the beeps are funny.
I think the beeps are funny.
Yeah, I kind of like beeps. I don't know. But it doesn't matter. You're all adults.
You did name your dog after
it. I have a dog in my lap named Beeps.
Yeah, he can't hear you, though.
No, so. He can't hear a goddamn thing. He's an old man. He might be dead. I don't know. It doesn't feel like he's breathing. He's still pretty hot, though, so I assume he's alive.
He's breathing. He's
like,
breathing.
I'm sweating. So
that's because he's like voiding his bowels and stuff all yeah. over. Oh, nope. He just
he moved. He's okay. We are going to have another Answer of the Week next week, but before we can do that, Joe Patrick needs to reset the new question of the week.
This week's question comes from Lord Stephen Fino,
who we did not hear from today.
Yeah, the dude posted on the forums, he's like, oh, you know what? I didn't do anything too interesting on my summer vacation. I only went to Israel for like my birthright.
Everybody's done that. Yeah. Give me a break.
And I went to New York City and saw Hamilton just before the original cast all quit.
Dude, Barack Obama couldn't get tickets to that. They had to do a special show at the White House.
You don't think that that's worth calling about? Do you know how much I love Hamilton?
God, Joe Patrick. Falls in love with one Broadway show.
Maybe look, everyone starts somewhere.
Oh, please.
I don't
know. Not me, man. You know what? I'm going on record. I don't give a shit about Hamilton.
It's amazing.
Boom!
It's so
good. Hot take.
It's so good. Anyway, the question is, I almost forgot what we were even talking about.
Okay.
Steven's question is, now that DC Rebirth is fully underway, what DC character or team would you like to see rebirthed?
Rebirthed. All right. That's an easy one. It's fun. We've been talking a lot of DC lately. Let's hear about it. And we don't want to hear about anything that's coming or happening. Like, we want to hear about something we haven't seen
yet. Things
have
been announced. We don't need to talk about the JSA or the Legion. They've already been teasing that.
Yeah. Something we haven't seen yet.
Like,
the Ray.
I want to hear about your idea for Sea Devil's Rebirth.
Yeah. Rebirth the Ray. We want to hear about that. That could be neat.
The Ray's getting his own cartoon.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Weird.
It's going to be on whatever CW app that also shows the Vixen cartoon.
Oh, okay. So, sort of.
Well, I mean, they're cartoons. They're fully produced.
On an app.
Sure.
Just saying.
Somebody still has to write, act, and animate those things, Matt. Just because it's not on TV doesn't mean it's not a cartoon.
It means it doesn't count.
It counts. they take place in the Arrow universe.
All right. Great. Color me interested. We'll be back with another episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast next week. But for now, this is the Two-Headed Nerd signing off. I felt like there was something else I needed to do.